Welcome to Conversations in Cannabis, an MRR podcast. Today's episode features Rhonda Kratz, Vice President of Retail Operations at New York-based Acreage Holdings. This episode was recorded over the phone on April 9th, 2020.
Why don't you start out by kind of giving me a little bit about your background, you know, kind of what brought you to Acreage, what brought you to Botanist, and kind of what brought you to the cannabis industry as a whole?
Yeah. So if somebody would have told me, you know, two years ago or a year and a half ago that this is what I would be doing, I probably would have told them they were crazy. I grew up in the retail healthcare operations space. So retail sales, operations, training, just generally scaling retail businesses. I spent the majority of my career, probably 25 plus years or so, with the Luxottica organization. That organization is the parent company of Sears Optical, Pearl Vision, LensCrafters, Sunglass Hut, a number of others. And I worked with several brands in the portfolio as I was coming up through that brand. My last role there was head of stores for the LensCrafters brand. We had about 1,000 stores with just under $2 billion in annual revenue. So it was a super exciting run for me. I really enjoyed the time there. Had a couple of other roles with other retail optical organizations. Did a brief stint in the veterinary space, which was really fun. And then someone from Acreage reached out to me via LinkedIn, and the company that I was with was for sale, and they wanted me to move to Phoenix, and I wasn't exactly thrilled with that. And so I did a bunch of research on Acreage and the Botanist, and I got a chance to meet with Kevin Murphy and Bob Dano and many of the executives. And I got really, really excited about the ability for me to bring my retail operations and healthcare experience and experience scaling retail brands to a company that is still in retail healthcare to for all intents and purposes, and be able to help others. I have a bit of a personal story I'll share. My mother was addicted to opioids and overdosed at the age of 71. And I think had we known back then that cannabis was an option and that was a path, you know, for her to control the pain that she was relying on opioids for, I believe she'd be here today. And I believe she would have had a much better quality of life. And for, you know, that story, there's so many others that I hear and I see, and people in our dispensaries that I meet every day. And I have just become such an advocate for the therapeutic benefits of this plant that I'm just really excited to be a part of this movement. And the Botanist and Acreage is allowing me to do that and scale our retail footprint and help others. And so that's kind of what brought me to Acreage and how I got here. And I'm currently now the Vice President of Retail. I started as the General Manager in the state of Florida and took the Head of Retail role in November. So I head up our retail department, and my team and I provide a center of excellence and shared services to each of our individual state operators and dispensaries. And our goal is to really help drive revenue and provide safe, trusted national access to cannabis for our current and future patients and customers.
Well, so go ahead. Sorry.
No, that's the story.
Oh, awesome. Well, I was going to say, you know, design in cannabis retail has obviously shifted from the early days of the industry out here in California, especially during the 215 days. You kind of had, you know, those one room storefronts with, you know, bars on the windows. Now we're getting more into experiential sides of dispensaries, a lot more earth tones, a lot more greens on the walls. The Botanist is obviously one of the leaders in cannabis retail design. Can you kind of give me a background of what inspires the Botanist design, look, feel, and branding, and kind of where that concept originated from?
Yeah, so I'll tell you a little bit about like the ethos of the brand, and then a little bit more about sort of design, look, and feel. And I would say the ethos really emerged out of a deep admiration of the study of botany. So, you know, the science and study of plants, and the people who were passionate about the intersection of science and nature, those people were called botanists. And so the dispensary design itself, think about a sun-filled greenhouse flooded with greenery and foliage, really designed to be an extension of the brand's ideology, right? So a place where science meets nature, where people can find safe, trusted cannabis products that guide them on a holistic path to well-being. And you think about the Botanist retail store and the associates inside the Botanist, we're really here to be your guide to cannabis and the power of herbal wellness. So we are here to listen, help guide patients and customers as they discover the therapeutic benefits of cannabis. And we're more than a dispensary, so a traditional dispensary that you would think of, right? So we know that shopping for cannabis can be intimidating. But one of the primary differences and things that we wanted to accomplish with the Botanist through design and customer experience and offerings was to really change that traditional, you know, shopping experience for cannabis. So we created an inviting, warm retail environment to help make sure that all of our customers and patients feel relaxed and calm the minute that they walk into the world. So the Botanist, we chose natural colors and materials that speak to the study of botany, and you'll see things like all different kinds of plant materials and warm colors and tones, and it's definitely a very different feel to some of your traditional adult use, you know, dispensaries that you'll find out there.
Well, when you're, you know, design is one part of a dispensary. You guys have also kind of succeeded also on the operational flow side. When you're considering a retail layout of a dispensary, what are some things that maybe startups should keep in mind when deciding, oh, I'm going to put my sativas over here, my indicas over there? Like, when you're thinking of customer flow, what are some things that people should be thinking about?
So first and foremost, it's about customer centricity, right? So I would say always start with the customer in mind. So design the flow of your retail space based on the experience that you want the consumer, your customer, that you want to have, and then build for that. And we think about every single touch point in the consumer journey. So a customer will, before they even get to our retail floor, they're going to visit our website. They're going to phone the store. Then they're going to come in, and then they're going to get a chance to interact with our staff, really experience all the different, you know, components before they ever hit the retail floor. And then once they do make a purchase, understanding, you know, kind of what those touch points are where we can make a difference and we can create a differentiated experience for them. And then once they leave, how do we maintain a great relationship with them and drive loyalty and retention? Any dispensary really can give product recommendations, but we have taken this one step further, and one of the components in our store layout is what we call a seed bar. And so at the seed bar, consumers really have this safe place that they can learn about complexities of the plant. They can interact with different kinds of education stations. They can attend events, view custom digital content. We have screens that are designed exclusively with content for the Botanist. And when the consumer first walks in post-security, it's really one of the first elements that every one of our customers and patients interacts with in most of our Botanist dispensaries. So we wanted to just create a very different, you know, experience and flow.
Well, when you're deciding what products to actually put on your shelves, obviously shelf space is important. Acreage does own its own brands. The Botanist has its own brands. I know that specifically at the Emerald Cup, on the Acreage side, I've got to try Live Resin Project concentrates. On the Botanist side, I tried your guys' tincture line. But for stuff outside of what you control, what is your guidelines for onboarding new brands? Like, what makes you, as the operator, decide this is going to make the shelf versus this product is not?
Yeah. One of the great things about Acreage and the Botanist is, and it's also a challenge, right? We operate in so many different states, and all the regulatory and the compliance rules are all different in every single state. So therefore, we have general managers of each of our states that really get to determine, based on their level of experience and expertise in their state, what sells, what kinds of products we want to put on the shelf. Of course, we have to make sure that it all is compliant. And since it varies so widely by state regulations, each one of the GMs generally will select their product assortment individually based on the state that they're in and their experience for, is it a medical state? Is it an adult use state? What are the consumers, you know, looking for in that particular state? So it's all very locally driven.
Awesome. Now, obviously, right now we're kind of dealing with coronavirus. I know that a lot of people out there are having to adjust operations in order to meet current regulations or state regulations. What have you guys done for your particular? I mean, you guys are an MSO, so obviously you have different regulations for different states. But what are some guidelines and SOPs that you guys are putting into place for your own operations?
Yeah. So, I mean, clearly this is unprecedented, right? This COVID-19 pandemic. So what's really great is we are deemed necessary. And so we are able to continue to operate, which is great. So we have put a number of different protocols in place in order to remain operational amid this pandemic. Things like limiting the number of patients in a dispensary, allowing for social distancing of at least 6 feet. Some of our dispensaries have even installed plexi barriers in between consumer and patients. Many of our locations are offering curbside pickup. Lots are doing online order, so click and collect. Home delivery where allowed by regulatory bodies. And just generally adhering to all the recommended guidelines from the CDC, the World Health Organization, each of the state's departments of health. And then, of course, we also have our own chief medical officer, Dr. Corey Birchman, who guides us on a regular basis. So we've circulated all kinds of protocols around cleaning and disinfecting, ensuring personal hygiene habits, both inside and outside the dispensaries are in accordance with guidelines, and a number of other things to make sure that we're doing absolutely everything that we can to keep both our patients and our customers and employees safe.
Now, we've heard rumors about the supply chain in the whole of the cannabis industry. Obviously, Acreage is in a much better position than most, considering your vertical integration. For other parts of the industry, obviously, since you don't service all of your own products, do you see that as a potential problem for the future of the industry? And if so, how are you guys handling your inventory counts right now? Like, how are you making your decisions on how to deal with your inventory in order to make it through the said crisis?
Yeah, so while certainly these are unprecedented times, I would say mm-hmm. we have been super fortunate and we have not had any issues with our supply chain. So I can't speak with, you know, to what others are doing, but, you know, we remain just absolutely 100% focused on taking care of patients and customers and, you know, doing everything that we can both in our retail stores and also our facilities so that we can remain operational and, again, adhere to all the you know, guidelines, CDC, World Health, et cetera.
Well, being that you guys are an MSO, looking at the whole of the country and even internationally, what are you guys looking at as far as emerging markets for cannabis? Is there a particular area of the country that excites you guys most? Are you guys looking internationally at any stages? Like, where are you guys at with that?
So we operate in 14 states currently, and I got to tell you, every one of those is exciting to me. And, you know, there's so much opportunity. I'm still relatively new in the cannabis space. And so learning about medical states, adult use states, medical states that are shifting to adult use states, I mean, honestly, all provide unique challenges and opportunities. And, I think it's just an incredibly exciting time to be a part of the industry. And, you know, we'll see where things shake out, you know, as we go forward.
Well, being a retail expert and an operational expert, a lot of companies, you know, when you're formulating your standards of practice, maybe overlook something or maybe include something that isn't as necessary. Given your expertise, what would you advise new dispensaries coming online or maybe new emerging market operations to include in their SOPs as a must-have? And what are some things that you think are some pitfalls for new startups that they should be avoiding?
Yeah. All right. So I'll start with the pitfalls on this one. I think one of the quickest things and one of the best things that anybody can do is just be sure that you're in lockstep with your regulators. So getting ahead of partnering and making sure that everything is going to be in compliance is really the best place to start. So the regulators will help guide through ensuring we remain compliant, and it's best to get ahead of that early. So I would say a pitfall would be not doing that. And when you think about the formulation of building an SOP at Acreage and the Botanist, we have an internal template that we use. And every one of our SOPs includes a number of different components, right? So we outline the purpose of the SOP, what is it that we're trying to accomplish. We define the scope of the operating procedure. We talk about and tie it back to the relevant regulations. So any state regulation language that we can, including actually detailing out and laying out what the regulation is, we put that in there. Any required equipment, tools, materials, we include that. And then the real meat of the SOP is really the specific procedures, right? So step-by-step instructions, usually the most lengthy and detailed part of the SOP, but this really describes, so what is your procedure that you're going to do. We include a version history on everyone. So, you know, we'll update these things periodically, and then we'll maintain the version history, and then a staff acknowledgement. So every time an SOP is launched, the staff at every one of the dispensaries or facilities signs off on it so that they acknowledge that they've read it, they understand it, we answer any questions. And then obviously we deliver, you know, training against every one of those and validate that everyone understands what the procedures are.
Well, you guys are obviously doing great things across the scope of the industry as an MSO. And what's next for you in the Botanist?
Yeah, so I am super excited about the future of the Botanist. I'll tell you, our current primary focus right now is keeping our employees and customers and patients safe. We're working to implement all the necessary protocols and standards to remain operational during COVID-19 and planning for the future. And right now, we're just super thankful that most states, especially all the ones that we operate in, are deemed cannabis operators as essential businesses. So we can still serve our patients right now with the critically needed high-quality medicine and products that our customers want and need. And right now, that's the most important, you know, priority for us to focus on.
Rhonda Kratz, VP of Retail Operations for The Botanist, I really appreciate everything.
Absolutely. It was my pleasure. Thank you for making time.
We would like to thank Rhonda Kratz for her time in being on today's episode. You can find out more about Acreage Holdings by visiting them online at acreageholdings.com, and you can also find out more about The Botanist at shopbotanist.com. Stay tuned to the next episode here on Conversations in Cannabis, an MRR podcast.